USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rain from the remnants of Hurricane Delta is saturating states across the Deep South, Tennessee Valley, and Mid-Atlantic regions of the United States. The Weather Prediction Center saying the once major hurricane is expected to drop 3 to 6 inches of rain in parts of Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Meanwhile, in Louisiana, the cleanup continues.
Right now we're assessing new damage. We're looking at new fresh damage from Delta and damage on top of damage from Laura. So it's going to take a little time to kind of peel all that away and really understand the full wake of Delta and what it's left behind.
FEMA Administrator Peter Gaynor speaking there on Fox News. President Trump is scheduled to speak at a Make America Great Again rally in Central Florida, the rally being held at an airport in Orlando. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Protesters in Wisconsin facing tear gas and pepper balls Saturday night as the unrest continues following the death of a black teenager. The protests ignited earlier this week after prosecutors announced Wauwatosa police officer Joseph Mensa wouldn't face charges for shooting and killing Alvin Cole outside a mall in Milwaukee on February 2nd. Officer Mensa, who was also black, used deadly force after he was shot at by Cole, who had a stolen gun. This Wisconsin man confronted protesters who were trespassing on his property. He explains why.
I think it was just, as I had time to reflect, the culmination of everything 2020, so the protests and the mandates and lockdowns and riots.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, a manned space flight scheduled for the end of this month at Cape Canaveral is being delayed. NASA saying the launch will now be in early to mid-November. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Vice President Mike Pence hit the road on Saturday, campaigning down in the Villages in Florida. The vice president talking about Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearings, which begin on Monday. The vice president discussing how Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris refuse to answer if they're going to pack the court.
In fact, Joe Biden refused to answer the question in his debate with the president. Kamala Harris refused to ask the question during our debate. And just yesterday in Nevada, Joe Biden was asked by a reporter if don't voters deserve to know what you do? And Joe Biden replied, quote, no, they don't. Well, come on, Joe. The American people deserve a straight answer. When you're running for the highest office in the land, the American people deserve to know whether you're going to respect the highest court in the land.
4 in 5 Americans are concerned misinformation on social media could sway the outcome of the presidential election. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
A new survey conducted by Gallup for the Knight Foundation found 81% of U.S. adults polled said they're concerned to some degree about misinformation on social media swaying the White House race. Nearly half of all respondents, 48%, said they're very concerned about misinformation tilting the race, while one-third, 33%, said they're somewhat concerned. Both Democrats and Republicans were surveyed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.